Welcome to the Health Ranger Report on Brighteon.tv. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and thank you for joining me today. We've got an emergency alert today, a topic we're going to cover, a warning about power grid failures to come this winter in the United States. And this has everything to do with the global demand on energy and the shortage slash scarcity across Europe and China, which is impacting coal supplies and coal prices, even in the United States, which of course is a very large coal exporter, actually an exporter of what's called clean coal. So as a result, we're being warned now by industry insiders. I'll give you the name, give you the quotes here in the United States, that this winter there are going to be rolling blackouts because the power infrastructure companies already know they can't source enough coal to keep the lights on. Stay with me. We'll be right back after this break with that story and more. All right. Moving ahead with our feature story today. Let's just jump right to it. We have a warning from an industry insider in the United States. His name is Ernie Thrasher. Yes, that's really his name. He's the CEO of X Coal Energy and Resources, LLC. And he's been talking to a research firm called IHS Markit, that's M-A-R-K-I-T, Markit, says that the U.S. utilities are now trying to transition very quickly to coal because natural gas prices are soaring all around the world for reasons we'll talk about here in a second. And his quote, or one of his quotes, is as follows, quote, "We've actually had discussions with power utilities who are concerned that they simply will have to implement blackouts this winter. They don't see where the fuel is coming from to meet demand." And he added that 23% of utilities are switching away from gas this fall and winter to burn more coal. And he is quoted in a Zero Hedge article that says, "Brace yourself, energy crisis may unleash winter blackouts across America." So, Number one, I mean, there's a very practical aspect of this. You got to be ready for blackouts this winter. Now, I went through blackouts in Texas along with all the other Texans earlier this year. We had that cold spell. And remember how Texas, its power grid was not ready for really cold weather and pipes froze and coolant circulation stopped and things like that. And all these power companies went offline. And we had rolling blackouts. It was horrible. You may have remembered me talking about that in this podcast. A lot of lessons from that, which I'll cover here in a second. But this is going to happen nationwide now. And well, not now. I mean, this coming winter. And when the weather turns cold and the electricity demand goes up, you're going to see rolling blackouts, not just in Texas, but in many places across the country. Thrasher added, this is Ernie Thrasher, CEO of X Coal Energy and Resources, LLC. He added that, quote, "The whole supply chain is stretched beyond its limits. It's going to be a challenging winter for us here in the United States. And power bills are going to rise this winter because of very high natural gas prices and low production." So let's back up for a second and understand where does all this come from? And it comes from, as you might expect, libtards, because libtards destroy everything they touch. And for many, many years, libtards have been saying that, oh, coal is bad and natural gas is bad, fossil fuels are bad, and we have to run everything off of solar and wind. You know, they want to keep everything green, even though solar and wind use really dirty rare earth minerals that are mined from dirty, dirty slave labor mines in China and other countries, but that's beside the point. So they've been decommissioning the coal-fired power plants across the United States over the last decade, and the same thing has happened in Germany and other European nations. And as a result, there's no longer the infrastructure to produce the electricity that's needed using cheap, affordable, but clean coal. Coal is the most reliable and low-cost energy producer. And the thing is, you can burn coal even when the sun isn't shining, unlike solar power that obviously doesn't work without sunlight. And solar power doesn't work when it's raining or when it's cloudy. And this is exactly what happens a lot in Western Europe, certain nations like the UK, for example. And also the wind turbines, of course, don't generate electricity when the wind isn't blowing, which is also quite a lot of the time subject to weather variations. And then the wind turbines can also freeze, as we saw in Texas with the big freeze in February of this year. So coal is reliable. Coal is cheap. And American coal is clean. It has almost no emissions whatsoever. The dirty coal in the world is the cheap Chinese coal that's run through their coal-fired power plants that really have almost no scrubbers whatsoever, and they just release all the emissions right into the air. Whatever, it's China. They don't have to abide by the Paris Accords somehow. They're still considered a developing nation. I think it's the world's largest GDP or close to it, but they're considered a developing nation, so they have, you know, immunity from restrictions on coal, kind of the same way that vaccine companies have legal immunity from lawsuits about vaccine damage. But the United States and the UK and Germany and France and all these Western civilization countries have had to shut down coal because the libtards wanted to pretend that they could run the world on green energy. Well, guess what? There's a day of reckoning that happens when you make bad decisions and when you destroy the infrastructure that keeps your economy running. There's a day of reckoning. That day is now. And this winter, it's going to be, well, there's going to be a high price to pay for decommissioning the coal-fired power plants. You know, look, I have nothing against transitioning over time to more renewable energy sources. And by the way, there is something called low energy nuclear reactions, or LENR. It used to be called cold fusion. And it produces heat using, well, just what it says, low energy nuclear reactions. It produces heat. It converts mass into energy or heat energy. It heats water, and it does it without requiring multi-billion dollar fusion reactors. LENR technology can replace coal, but the governments of the world and the science establishment of the world has suppressed LENR technology. They did not want people to have cold fusion because, well, then why would people need to be on the power grid if they could have just a little unit in their home that could provide all their electricity off grid? And then they wouldn't be able to have, you know, the globalists wouldn't have smart meter monitoring. They wouldn't be able to turn down your thermostat in the middle of the winter like they want to do. That actually happened in Texas this last winter. People would feel like they're freezing in their homes. They go to look at the thermostat and, oh yeah, the power provider has turned it down, you know, to conserve electricity. That's happening already. that was reported in February. So they don't want you to have your own source of cheap power or heat or electricity using, you know, deuterium, heavy water, and some simple catalyst. By the way, LENR technology is real. So in the same way that they suppress that, it's just like the way they suppressed ivermectin when it comes to COVID. You know, it's the same way they suppress hydroxychloroquine. It's always about suppressing the things that are cheap and affordable and would help humanity. This is the common theme that we see across the world, right? I mean, ivermectin, low cost, off patent, billions of prescriptions of ivermectin over all the years, decades, could have saved countless lives around the world, but they suppress it because, no, they wanted to make money off the vaccines, and they want to make money off the ivermectin pills that are coming out, or the new Merck pills that are coming out, on patent pills, you know, charge you a fortune for that. Can't let you have something cheap that works. The same thing's true with power. They don't want people to have their own electricity. They want everybody connected to the grid because then it's centralized control over your life. So they suppressed the LENR technology, and then they shut down the coal-fired power plants. Folks, this was done on purpose to create the scarcity situation that we are now diving into headfirst. We're being thrust into this, or plunged into it. This is going to be the dark winter. You know how Biden keeps saying dark winter? Yeah, because the power grid's not going to function all the time. You're going to have rolling blackouts. It's going to be a literally dark winter. At the same time that, you know, the ADE is kicking in from the vaccines, and at the same time the grocery stores are running out of food. At the same time, there's going to be, of course, some kind of engineered financial crisis, banking crisis, debt crisis. It's like every day. They're making all these problems themselves. If the government would get out of the way, these would not be problems. They're creating the problems because they use those problems, of course, to grab power. So when I say libtards, and some people think that term is a little bit unkind, you know, to the libtards. But there is actually a kind of mental retardation that's associated with a political culture that wants to destroy everything that humanity needs for its own survival. You literally have to be retarded to dismantle your own power infrastructure when you don't have a viable alternative. I mean, that there's no question that is a retardation of behavior being exhibited. So the term is correct. It's like if you're driving a car down the road, you don't want to start tearing it apart while you're driving. Or if you have, let's say you're in charge of a bridge and there's traffic driving over the bridge, you don't want to tear that bridge down while there's traffic on it. That would be, well, retarded, wouldn't it? That would be crazy. But this is exactly what they're doing. The society runs on a power infrastructure. We need power to run the businesses. We need power. I mean, you got to have electricity to charge your electric car even. Because, you know, most electric cars run on coal, right? That's where the power comes from to charge them. So people need this power. You got to have power for the hospitals and even for the government offices, right? How's government going to operate if the lights don't work? So even the people who support big government, they should support affordable power. But no, they want to dismantle the power grid because, I don't know, this is a crazy, insane Green New Deal, which really envisions humanity starving to death because there's no power remaining. And by the way, the natural gas is used to create the fertilizers that grow the food. And so now that natural gas prices are skyrocketing for all these reasons, because the infrastructure has been dismantled, now fertilizer prices are very high, and that's going to translate into yet higher food prices next year, not just across Europe, but also in the United States, because natural gas prices are high in the U.S. as well as Europe globally. And then to make matters worse, the powers that be are using these COVID lockdowns to kind of impair the ability of coal mining operations to function, to even produce the coal, you know, and then these governors and these government bureaucrats, they're bragging about, oh, we shut down more coal, you know, we're saving the planet. No, you're going to freeze your tush this winter because your house will be unlivable. Good luck trying to heat it. You know, good luck getting food at the grocery store when the grocery store goes offline because they can't run their freezers anymore. There goes the frozen food section. You know, good luck. How are you? Even if you think you're the most amazing, greeny, elite person, and, oh, we're going to save the planet, how are you going to function when your electric car can't be charged because you have no power? How are you going to function when your computer doesn't work? Your internet doesn't work because it all requires electricity. Even your crypto doesn't work because cryptocurrency requires a functioning power grid in order to be viable. How are you going to function without this? And what are you going to tell the American people this winter? You know, when the power grid keeps going down all across the country, what are you going to say? Oh, it's Trump's fault somehow. The Russians did it. You know, they're going to fake a cyber attack or something. China must have attacked our power grid. No, libtards attacked it by shutting it down. Libtards attacked the power grid by removing the infrastructure, by decommissioning coal-fired power plants. This was happening under Obama. This has been going on for a long time. They did it on purpose. They wanted to remove power redundancy in the United States. This is part of the takedown. As Zero Hedge writes, quote, with natural gas, coal, and oil prices all soaring, It's a clear signal. The green energy transition will take decades, not years. Walking back fossil fuels for unreliable clean energy has been a disaster in Asia and Europe. These power-hungry continents are scrambling for fossil fuel supplies as stockpiles are well below seasonal trends ahead of cooler weather. What they mean is they're heading into the winter and they're already running short now. It's not even winter yet. How bad is it going to get in the winter? Well, as we reported yesterday in China, and this is according to the South China Morning Post, 20 out of 31 Chinese provinces are now rationing electricity. They're rationing electricity in most of China. And some factories are now running just one day a week instead of 6 or 7 days a week. One day a week. So what does that do to your GDP? When your factories can only operate one day a week, what does that do to the incomes of the workers there? How do you run a country if you can't keep your industrial output online? And they can't. And China's desperate to buy coal. And they can't find enough coal to buy. So notably, see, here's what's important in all this. And this has everything to do with the cosmos and the sun and the planets and everything, but all the countries in the Northern Hemisphere share the same timetable for winter. I know this seems obvious, but a lot of people don't know that, for example, Australia's winter is in June and July and August because Australia's in the Southern Hemisphere. Okay, so China's winter is the same as America's winter. It's the same as Canada's winter. It's the same as Western Europeans' winter, and Russia's winter, and so on. Because all those countries I just mentioned are, of course, in the Northern Hemisphere. Meanwhile, Australia has a summer in December and January and February and so on, right? So they're opposites because, you know, they're on opposite sides of the planet, which is a sphere. So I'm not trying to sound condescending or anything, but you'd just be amazed how many people think that Australia has winter in December and they think Australia is like the size of Kansas or something. Australia's huge, folks. It's a continent, and it's massive. I think it's bigger than the continental United States or very, very close to that. Okay. A lot of Americans don't know that. Anyway, the point is that the coal demand is going to hit simultaneously across all of these Northern Hemisphere countries because they all share the same winter. So just as it's cold in China and it's cold in Japan, and it's cold in Canada, and it's cold in America and cold in Europe, the coal supplies are going to be, you know, simultaneously gone. And natural gas, the same deal. The global supply hits all at once in those peak winter months because, you know, this is used for heat and electricity that's often converted into heat through electric heating, you know, obviously commercial buildings, circulating air, lots of things, greenhouses, many things that use natural gas and coal in the winter. So given that it's very expensive to have your nation offline, because when your power grid stops functioning as a nation, it's like punishing your citizens. You don't have GDP anymore. They can't produce. They can't do anything. And then you lose your tax base because, you know, it's all about being a big tax farm. So countries are going to be willing to pay almost anything to keep the lights on. So there's going to be a bidding war. In fact, it has already begun because a lot of this involves energy futures. This is why you're seeing natural gas futures prices skyrocketing as well. Energy futures are going to absolutely explode over the next 90 days. And what you're going to see is countries paying not just 10 times what they used to pay for natural gas, not just 20 times, but perhaps 40 times, 50 times what they used to pay. Maybe not that high in coal and oil. You know, oil might double, coal might go up 5 times or 10 times. It's not clear yet. Natural gas is already way above that. But the point is that these prices are going to be passed along to the end users who are residents trying to heat their homes or business owners trying to run their businesses. And just as what we saw in Texas earlier this year with the Texas blackouts, some people who were on variable pricing rates from certain power companies, some of which went bankrupt, by the way, they saw their monthly bills, normally they might have paid $300 a month, let's say, for electricity, or $400 a month. They were starting to get billed $1,000 a day. Some of them got bills for $20,000 for just what it was like a week, a little over a week, and they got massive bills. And there was a big dust up about that in Texas. And then some of the power providers just went bankrupt because the politicians got involved and said to the power providers, well, you can't charge the end user these crazy, insane rates. And the power providers had already paid those rates to provide that electricity, which had already been consumed. So the power providers just said, well, we declare bankruptcy then because we can't eat all that costs because we already delivered the product, which is electricity, and we paid these crazy high rates to get it just to try to keep the lights on. Do you recall all that happening? Well, it turns out, folks, that was just the warm-up round, because this winter, it's going to be crazy high rates all over America, all over Canada, all over Western Europe, China. Now, Russia, of course, being a major natural gas producer itself, Russia may avoid a lot of this because it can produce it domestically. And Russia wasn't dumb enough to shut down all its fossil fuel infrastructure, right? So once again, Putin appears to be a genius. Because, well, I mean, compared to AOC, I guess we're all geniuses. But in any case, Putin wasn't dumb enough to shut down his natural gas infrastructure. And so Russia has energy this winter. What do you know? Just amazing how that works. While the rest of us are going to be left high and dry. I just can't wait to see how they're going to blame this on anti-vaxxers. I'm not sure how they're going to pull that one off. Somehow, it's going to be your fault if you didn't get a vaccine. That's why energy prices are too high. I can't figure out how they're going to twist that around yet, but I'm sure they're working on it. They'll do it. So the bottom line, folks, is now is the time to buy your generators. If you want to have electricity, you're going to need a generator. And you should get one ahead of time because they're going to be gone. Yep, gasoline generator, diesel generator, propane generator, if you have a big attached propane tank, maybe even a solar generator, something to charge your mobile phones and your satellite phones, charge your laptops and emergency devices, your two-way radios. Get some generators going, folks. I like the PTO generators that you attach to your tractor. So you just run your tractor and it's generating all this electricity. You can get them. They can generate 50 kilowatts. Pretty amazing. So keep all that in mind. Now, this is the episode here today for Brighteon.tv. This continues, today's situation update continues on Brighteon.com. Check out my channel, Health Ranger Report, or it's just called HR Report. It's on Brighteon.com, and I'm going to be talking there about the U.S. Marine Special Forces that have been discovered in Taiwan, angering China, the increased risk of war with China, and the White House fakery and the realistic masks that can be used to turn people into body doubles. There's a lot of fakery in DC. Check it out. Thanks for watching today. Take care.